Hallelujah. Just nobody can compare. Nobody is equal. Hey, you are any and everything that we need you to be. You are any and everything that we want you to be. Because you are. Oh God.
Yourself.
In spite of it all, you are my all in all. Oh God. You taught me to wait on you. And in the midst of the wait, you would give me wings that I could soar and walk in with. And neither would I thank God, I believe every word you said. Because I know that nobody can compare to you. You are God. He was, who is, and is to come. You, Lord, it's up and a finish. You already wrote the story, and you know the end game. Hey, God, glory! Oh, God. You said your word would go out to perform that thing that you spoke. Higher local shana. I believe that. I believe, God, that you'll break every chain. I believe you're the man regulator. I believe, God. I believe not because somebody told me, but because you have proven it. Oh God. Oh God. Lift your people up on tonight, God. Oh God, you ain't never let me down. Never. I stand on your word, God, and you are the word. Oh, God. Oh, God. You my strength when I'm at my weakest. You put a smile on my face when expectation was a tear to fall out my eye. Oh, God. You give me something to look forward to, God, even in the midst of me walking in the valley of the shadows of death. I ain't scared because I know you are there. Glory! Oh, God. Lord, if you be for me, who and what can stand against me? Absolutely nothing. Because you are any and everything, God, that I need you to be. Oh, God. I don't care how I look. I don't care what they say, he'll say. I don't care about even the naysayers. Because I know that you are able. Oh God, I'm asking you to be in our midst on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we get ready to go forward in service. I'm asking you to open up the understanding of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would never, ever go into that place of fear and doubt ever again, even a compromise. Oh God, I'm asking you to expound your word on today, Father God, as we welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our hearts, our situations, our minds, our challenges, our problems, God. We welcome you on today, Father God. And in us welcoming you, Lord, we're going to open up our hearts and cast all our cares at your feet. We're going to empty ourselves out on today. We're going to give you every worry, every problem, every concern, every fear, every tear, Father God. We're going to give it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are capable and able to handle. We know who you are, God, not because somebody told us, but because you have manifested yourself. And in doing so, God, we believe what your words say. Even though we may not see it, we're going to believe it, and we're going to believe it now, which is activating something to come into manifestation. Oh, God, we're going to lift you up in the midst of it all, God, because you said that if we lift you up, you'll draw us just a little bit closer, and we need need to be a little bit closer. We want to be a little bit closer. We want to lay at your feet. We want to sit at your table. We want to sup with you, God. We literally want to feel your breath. Breathe on us, God. Oh, Lord. We're putting all our troubles down right now. Because you sent your son Jesus to take care of it all. We ain't got to be sad. We ain't got to be depressed. We ain't got to be worried or in a place of fear. Because he said it was finished. And our confidence lies in that finishing it all. Because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it a local Shia. Any and everything that we are going through is for our own learning. Any and everything that we are experiencing, he's trying to teach us something. And whatever it is, God, I'm asking you to remove the scales off our eyes that we can see. Uncork our ears that we can hear. Help us on today, Father God, and remove the hardness of the heart. That everything that you say or speak to us, God, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things and put it in its proper perspective. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God, to shake it all off. We're shaking it all off right now. We're giving it all to you right now. Any old hurts, any old conversations, any old thoughts, any old feelings that causes us to be discombobulated, we're giving it to you right now. We're asking you to uproot them soul ties and them old ties that put us in that place of degradation or segregation, that put us in that place of lost hope or fear. Oh God, sever it, Lord. Oh, my man, little local thing. Be in our midst on tonight. Because we need you like we never needed you before. And if by chance we did not acknowledge you in all our ways, God, from this day forward, we will. Minister to your people tonight, God. Oh God. Wholeness. Wholeness. Fulfillment. Shower it down today. Let your glory train be in this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And keep your angels in your east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Let your angels stand guard and take watch. Oh God, be in our midst on tonight, Father God. Reveal and expose, Father God. And then settle some things. Yeah, do that for us, God. Because you're the only one to get it. It ain't nothing that we can do on our own. It's only you, God. It's only you. Purge out any and everything that's not like you, God. Give us the courage that we need to face some things and release and let go of some stuff. Jesus. God is. He is. God is Jesus. Oh God, I believe, God. Oh God, everything that you spoke, I believe, God, I do. Oh God, he called it a local figure. Oh God. Oh God, how do you go Sunday morning, local figure? Oh, my God, nigga, local figure, I get a local figure. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. so many times that we go to the Lord and we start asking him for stuff. We waiting on him to do some things for us. In the midst of us asking and in the midst of us waiting, it seems like all other kind of challenges, they come before us. All other kind of stuff try to overtake us. It seemed like so many different things come upon us, and so I just think about all the stuff and everything that has occurred in my entire life at some point or some time. And this song just kept ringing in my head. I said, it's the only song I'm playing tonight. Because God is. I know his word is true. And I stand on his word with everything in me. Because it's one thing for somebody to tell you. Oh, but when God shows you, it's something totally different. And in the midst of me having such a challenging week, I know that it's all part of the elevation and promotion that's taking place in my life spiritually. So the Lord told me to go to the hospital today. And so when I went to the hospital to check on Sister Gloria, it did not dawn on me the reason why he wanted me to go to the hospital until later on in the day. I was like, I can't go another step. I just need to sit down and rest just for a minute. I just need a minute. Just a minute. And that's just what I got, a minute, because then the phone rang again. And I was up and gone. But in that minute, he started ministering to me about his word. Now, we all know that he is the word. But when you believe the word begins to become life in your life. You get to see in these things. And so this is what he brought to me. He said, I told you to go to the hospital, and I told you to whisper in her ear. And when I went down and whispered in her ear, this is what he told me to tell her. I said, the Bible declares that when you are sick, call the elders that they may come and anoint you with oil that you may be healed. And then he told me to take the oil and anoint her. I prayed and I anointed her, and I believed God when I was praying. I believed it with it in everything in me. When I pray for anybody, I just believe God. And so today, and all the other days that I went up there, today was something different for me. Because I'm going to say this one more time. It's one thing for somebody to tell you, but when God showed you, it's totally different. totally different. It hit a whole different. The nurse and them came in there. And as soon as I walked in the door, she was asleep. And I was just looking at her. I was just so excited. And so the nurse came in there and started talking to me. She say, she's doing well. I said, that's good. I say, she eating? They say, yeah. She's eating. She not taking any more antibiotics. Or they don't have to sedate her no more. I say, and they haven't gave her dialysis. They said, no, she haven't had dialysis in a few days. And so by then she woke up and I pulled the covers back. I say, and she's still wrinkled. I said, what y'all giving her laces? No, we haven't given her laces number one time, and it was a couple days ago. She's passing urine. Her kidneys are functioning. They don't have to put that thing back in her neck that she pulled out. Because she said she didn't need it no more. She don't. She ain't gotta have dialysis no more. And she going to a regular floor. She leaving intensive care. So I did not know why he wanted me to go up there and to hear all this and to listen to all this. And it wasn't because of the scripture, because he prayed or had me to pray for her. We're going to the book of John today on chapter 4. I got to tell you guys something. See, it's one thing to hear this stuff from somebody else because they get excited. But when you, God talk to you himself, it hits home differently. And I realized that tonight. I'm going to say that again. And I couldn't help but to smile. Some of people say, you going through all that and you did. And I didn't tell nobody absolutely nothing. But they could never just look at me and tell. So, we going to go to St. John chapter 4. I'm not tarrying. I'm going to give y'all this word that he gave me. In chapter 4, Jesus is with his disciples. He went to a city called Samaria, and in the midst of it, he started ministering to the Samaritan woman by the well. While he was talking to her by the well, before he even told her all her business, he gave her something to think about when he say, if you knew who I was, then you wouldn't be asking for this, but you'll be asking for that. See, first and foremost, we ask for the wrong stuff. So, I want y'all to study these scriptures. But as it went on and he told her all her business, she got excited. And in her excitement, as we do, when Jesus show up in our life, baby, we get excited and we want to tell it. And so she went back and told all the people, listen to this. Listen to this. Chapter 4. We got a little time. I'm just going to start at 10. Verse 10. We got a little time. Because I want y'all to really get this tonight. I want y'all to really get it. I want y'all to really, really get it. I told y'all where Jesus was in Samaria. And he was sitting by the well. And he had a conversation with the woman, the Samaritan woman. And she was excited. And she went back and told the folk and the people what she experienced. We're going to start at verse 39. Because I'm going to say this one more time, okay? I got to say it again. It's one thing to hear it from somebody else. But when God tells you yourself, it becomes easier to believe. Because when somebody else is telling you, it sounds far-fetched. It sounds like maybe they're sweetening the pie. Or they may be lying or exaggerating. It sounds as if they, you know, but it sparks our curiosity. It sparks our curiosity, so we want to go see what they're talking about. That's just like being invited to church. Everybody talking, and so it makes you curious. Well, I better go to this church. Let me see. That. It sparks their curiosity. So that's what happened with the Samaritan woman, because she went and told all the people, look, y'all need to come on and see this man that's sitting over there by that well, Jacob's well. You know the one that he gave us, our forefathers. He done told me all my business. And he don't know me. I want y'all to come and meet this man. That's what she said. Now, when a prophetic word comes to you, you believe it because that's what they said. But when you witness it, or God tell you yourself in his own differently. Chapter 4, verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans was coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own. I'm going to say this one more time. When somebody else telling you a testify, it may sound too good to be true, or far-fetched, or I got to see it to believe it. But when he speak that word to you himself, it makes your belief go a little bit higher. Okay? Now listen to this. This next scripture blew me. I'm going to start from 39 again. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans was coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman. Now they went back to testify. Listen to this. Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Did he say it was finished Sunday? Did he say it was finished? So any and everything that we're going through, let me sit up here and tell you something. I don't give a rest till what I'm going through or what it may seem like or what I may see. If the Lord said it, it is so. He said, I'm going to save your children. I believe that. So I ain't got to keep going to him, ooh, Lord, save him, save him, save him. But I switched my prayer. I said, Lord, let me live to see. Let me live to see my children saved. Because I believe. Not because of what nobody told me. Because of what I heard myself and what he did for me. So that's why he wanted me to go to that hospital today. I already told you what I was going to do for her. Now, you see it for yourself. So that help you to believe that while you in your trial, while you in your testing season, while you in a place that it may look blurred, because you believe, I'm going to show you. Did y'all get that? So I'm going to say that's why I'm smiling. I'm going to say that's why I ain't way down in that dark place. But because I am human and emotional, I have to release. I have to give it to him. I'm going to go to him and I'm going to outpour it every single time. I'm not going to allow myself to be deceived by what I see or what I hear and all the noise around me that blocks my ear gates. I'm not going to allow what I visibly see to hinder what I believe that I cannot see the future. Because God is. I know it ain't impossible. It may look like it's impossible. And it is with me and anybody else. But with God, all things are possible. But I just got to sit and wait. But even in my waiting, Lord, you said you was going to give me some wings that I could soar. So I won't have to be in that dark, low place. Because you say I won't get weary and neither will I faint. So guess what? I ain't tired yet. I ain't tired yet. I'ma keep pressing. I'ma keep moving forward. I'ma keep looking unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. I'm not gonna allow the cares of this world to distract me with all the stuff and the confusion and the chaos to prevent me from lifting my head saying, I got the victory. I believe God, and everybody else is a liar. I trust him with my whole heart that it will not allow me, not that I don't want to, but because I trust him with my whole heart, I can't lean to my own understanding. Did you hear what I say? I'm going to still acknowledge him in all my ways that he direct me, because in that midst of me going through that chaos and this testing and these trials and this strain and all this different other stuff, I don't want to go down the wrong word. I don't want to say the wrong stuff. I don't want to approach it in a way that may cause more fire to blaze up. I'm just saying, I don't know about nobody. I'm just saying, I got the victory. I claim it. I claim the victory for any and everybody in here. I believe God and any and everybody else is a liar. I'm going to stand on his word. I don't care how long it takes. He say, they that wait upon the Lord. He says that he is my strength when I'm at my weakest. He say he is my joy through that strength. Is y'all getting it tonight? I guess I'm the only one that's excited. Because God is. God is. And that's all. That's it and that's all. God is. I stand on this right here. And in me reading chapter 4, I weighed every scripture but those 1, 2, 3, 4 scriptures is what chewed at me. And they not in red. But it is still his word. They went to that lady, they say, look, we believed you because of what you said, and we had to go see it anyway. But in the midst of us seeing it, now that we, so let me say this to you. She said, y'all gotta come and see this man that told all my business, and he don't know me. They said, okay. So curiosity killed the cat, but wisdom brought it back. So when they went as, say, spectators. So as they were spectating, he had to walk up to them and tell them their business. He had to get all up in the nitty gritty in order to spark them to believe. Because she could say what they say. They say, you know what? We already believe what you said, but we really believe now, not because of what you said, because of what he said to me. The words he spoke to me. Now, what he said to you, the curiosity made me want to jump and run and go see. But those was for you. But he had to say something to them. Is y'all getting it? He had to say something to them. It's okay to hear what everybody else say, but when God started talking to you about you, it hit differently. Your belief really be, you know what? You know what? I never thought to hear, Kita said it on the prayer line. She said, you know what? I just believe God now. I used to always say he'll do it for them, but he won't do it for, but he's proving me wrong. See, how did he prove you wrong? Because you prayed, Lord, help me in my unbelief. He proved you wrong when you said, Lord, help me to trust you. He put, you see what I'm saying? Baby, he'll make not just a believer, he'll make a liar out of you. You'll get to being saying all kind of foolishness and negative stuff to your own self, and then he'll get to manifesting some stuff, and then you'll be like, I lied to myself. All these years. Made a lie out of you, didn't he? I walked up to, I never forget it, just 2-3 weeks before you got married. I said, you keep telling yourself you ain't ready. I said, God told you that you weren't ready. I said, but did he tell you when you was going to be ready?
That was it.
I said, he never told you when you was going to be ready. He just told you you wasn't ready. So all the time, you ain't ready yet. That's why he ain't came. And then he came. What did I tell you, a year or two ago? I said, girl, when it happened to you, it's going to be suddenly. And it happened suddenly. But all the time, he was preparing. I said, Lord, prepare us to receive our husbands, Lord. Because we don't know what. He was preparing you because in the midst of it, he had me to help you how to deal with your children. How to talk to them. How to be patient. How not to be selfish. Oh, you can't do. You see, it ain't his grandparents' job. He wouldn't be there if I ain't. The bottom line. It ain't nowhere I can't go that I can't take my kids. If it is, I don't need to be there. It's see, it's the preparation of it all. Lord, prepare us to receive what you have for us, not what we want. We think we want, I'm tired of doing this by myself, and I'm tired of doing this. That ain't even what marriage is. Marriage is sacrifice, baby. It's compromising. It's humility. It's submission. It's serving. It's a ministry. That's what it is. That's what it is. And all the stuff that you went through and all the stuff that you experienced in your waiting. He says, wait. I say again, wait. And I told you, I say, baby, your greater is later. You ain't seen nothing. People don't never do me, and I'm tired of these business. I always be the one to get. I say, it's okay, baby. I say, because what you think, everything that you sow, you ain't going to reap, you going to get it. Hold on. And it'll be least expected from the person that you never thought. You never. I'm getting older, baby. I be 50. I'm just trying to. It's okay to wait. It's okay. Because there's a reward in waiting. Did not Job wait? And he lost it all. He lost everything but his mind. What about Nebuchadnezzar losing it all, even his mind? I mean, our situations could be worse. But guess what? Distractions is going to come because the devil is the prince of the air of this stuffed out. So that means he got some authority. No person's got authority. He may have authority, but he ain't got no right and no power. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So we just got to stay in our right positions, you guys. I just wanted to make sure that I gave y'all that word. When God did the A, I had to give it to you. I'm done. Dear God in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for being in our midst on today, Father God, allowing us to be able to recognize some things and acknowledge some things in you, because it is absolutely nothing that we are doing on our own. We thank you for the testimonies, Father God. We want you to know that we are most grateful towards you, God. We appreciate you in any and everything that you've done, God. There's been times in our past, Lord, that we wanted to blame you, point the finger, wag the head. We wanted to walk in our own will and do our own way. But Father, you, Lord, you engrafted us. You brought us in. You joined us in, God. And we just want to thank you for that. We want to thank you, God, for your glorification inside of us. We thank you for the sanctification. Lord, we thank you for the holiness, God. We want you to know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we honor you on today. We glorify you, and we tell you just how much we love you, Lord. We thank you for being a promise keeper. A way maker. We thank you for simply being who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to continue to be in our midst. This is your church. These are your people. Lord, you know who you want. You know who you are. Oh God, take habitation in this place, Father God, that everybody that crossed that threshold, they would know that you are here. They would know that you are real. Oh God, I'm asking you, eat Continue, Father God, to elevate your people. Continue, Father God, to expound and illuminate your people in your word, God. I'm asking you right now not to just give us the understanding, but give us the revelation, God, that we may apply it the way you ordained it and not the way we want it. Bind up that spirit of perverting your word on today, God. Bind up that negativity, God. Bind up any and everything that causes us to go into a low, dark place, God. Continue to shine your light, even if by chance we slip. Oh, God, we are so gracious. Oh, God, we are so gracious. We are talent. Yeah. We will not be silent. We're not going to allow any rocks to cry out for us. We're going to tell it because you deserve it. You deserve the glory and the honor and the recognition. We will not be ashamed of you, God. We will not be ashamed of the gospel that you put in us, God. But we will speak it no matter where we are, who we around, or what we doing, God. It's all about you. Put coals of fire on our tongue that it burn up any and everything that's not like you, that we'll only speak the oracles of you. Give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, God. Let us accept some things and come in agreement with it, because you are the kind of God that performs that word, and it's simply yes and amen. And we thank you in advance for what you are about to do in our lives, on our jobs, in our homes, our families, our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives, and any and everybody that's attached to us. We thanking you in advance, and we rejoicing even now, God. Settle some things, Lord, because only you can. We ask you to honor these prayers and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I thank God for his word and for his testimonies on tonight. I thank God for that sweet, sweet savor of his word. Because that thing to minister to me. Those four scriptures minister to me. Because they hit different when he gets to talking to you. When you done already heard it, and it's hard for you to see it, then he manifests it, and then he starts talking to you. Come on, somebody. Baby, that thing hits different. Them folks say, you know what? We already believed you that. I don't believe him no more because of what you said. But I believe him for myself because of what he said to me. You? That's it right there. That's it right there. That's it right there. What he said to me. That's it. You ain't got to suppress nothing. Glory! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are my all in all. You are. You my strength. You my joy. You heal me from that pain, the misery, the strife, all the stuff. And then he promised to keep you and will never leave you. And guess what? He's a man of his word. God is. Hey. God is. Jesus, God is. God is. I done came too far. I ain't looking back. God is. He is, y'all. Baby, I done came too far. God is. I done been through too much. God is. Thank you for being God in our lives, Lord. Thank you for being God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. God is. God is. I mean, if you pay attention to that word, if they so calm talking about God is. For short of this way, God is. Come on. Jesus, God is, He is, and I never turn back. God is, I thank you for being who you are, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're doing it. Oh God, we thank you. And we tell you that we love you, Lord. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God is. He's all that. And some. We're going to get ready to get our offering, you guys. Dismiss. God gave His word right quick. And the testimonies that we gave tied right on into that word because of what He said. God is our all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much and I won't take it back. Some things and some people, you just got to put them in the hands of the Lord and let God be God in their life. Remember, everybody got their own journey. You can't stop them. You can't make them. You can't convince them. But what you can do is pray for them and release that thing unto the Lord. I'm giving y'all that advice on tonight as I take it for my own self. Thank you, Jesus.